been hunting for humps?
Boning for booze?
Tingling for terror?
Slutty for slashers?
Freaky for fright?
So have we! That's why we're bringing that classic stupid love of all things horror, because evil never dies.
It simply rests, waiting for the right moment to exact its revenge.
Reawake.
And show everyone its honking zombie boner.
That's right, you spooky slobs.
This is Too Spooky to Handle.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to Too Spooky to Handle. We're your hosts, Betsy and Mono.
And this is a special show for the month of October.
Yes.
That gets y'all spooky and horny for the Halloween.
Oh.
We're in the final week, and my God, we've been truly torturing the lovely people at Earwolf because, my God, the number of employees that have gone missing since we unleashed that haunted doll on the studios is staggering
it's
and
truly
horrifying.
It's crazy. Mano, I told you, we're the problem. We started it. We have the blood. The blood is on our hands.
Earwolf is letting us know that to end the curse, we must pick up the doll, apparently.
I'm not going to.
We keep replying LOL every time they're screaming bloody murder in audio messages.
Yes.
And we just say LMFAO.
LMFAO, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, we're not
Party
taking it home.
Party rocking in the house tonight.
But luckily our producer, Anita, our lovely producer Anita has agreed to take it home.
Wow, I can't believe it. I did not expect to be receiving Ginger the haunted doll. This is the first time I've accepted a haunted doll, so thank you so much, Betsy and Mono. And I look forward to being potentially possessed by Ginger. I can't wait to see what happens. Thank you.
I think this
That's
is a mistake.
Nuts. I think it's a huge mistake.
Huge,
also,
big.
Anita lives in NYC, and I think the doll is like, yes, let me bring down one of the biggest cities in the world.
Totally, and I think Anita might have a really fun working girl on her hands, you know? What if haunted doll becomes a working girl and works her way to the top of a corporation? That could be
and
fun.
Breaks a glass ceiling?
Breaks a glass ceiling.
I mean, you know what, then I'm rooting for that doll if that's her goal, to get in the corporate world and shatter that glass ceiling.
And remember, you can see her shatter that glass ceiling on Instagram and Twitter at Earwolf.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Where are they now? Yeah, it's the segment where we catch up with our favorite monsters and see what the heck they've been up to.
Yeah, like what do we think the killer clowns are doing right now? You think they're taking over another planet somewhere far, far, far away?
I hope so. I hope they're spreading their gift of entertainment through the galaxy. And then if they're taking a break from it, I hope that they're catching up on Game of Thrones, because they've been meaning to get through it. They've been
really trying to get through it. But hey, if they're like me, they realized it sucks. Now, people love it. I tried. I just don't like seeing people getting R'd all the time.
There's a lot of that, and that's unfortunate.
That's not a fun world. That's not a fun world to sit in. But people love it. People love that world. Mono loves that world.
Yeah, we're normal. We just like worlds where people get ripped limb from limb. We're normal.
Yeah. That's way better.
Well, let's see what these dumb idiots are up to.
Let's see.
Hey, Mono. Hey, Betsy. Hey, honey. It's me, Ray Ray, reporting live from my YouTube channel somewhere in the South. Also, as you know, I am the dark servant of the Lord himself. So, you know, I'm wearing my beautiful black Satan robes, and I'm here with the one, the most iconic Baby Oopsie. Now, I know you can't see us because, you know, you got this thing called a podcast. I need to get in on that. But anyway, I just want to say that a lot has happened since Baby Oopsie and myself has caused mischief and mayhem all over the South, which I'm assuming I'm from, and just want to say that we are living healthy and happy lives, and that our YouTube page just hit 15 followers. Can you believe it? 15 subscribers to our YouTube page. And if you haven't done so, Mono Betsy, you better follow me or I'll kill your asses. Sorry, I just had a chili dog and my gas is a beast. Anyway, just want to send my love, and Baby Oopsie sends her love too. We love you both and thank you so much from the bottom of my broken black heart that you are causing as much mischief and mayhem as myself, Ray Ray. Anyway, love you, honeys, and I'll see y'all soon. Bye.
You know, she's a final girl to me, that I will say.
What?
The lovely Ginger.
Ginger's a final girl.
Ginger's kind of a final girl.
What? How? Tell me how, Mono.
She's the last one because she made it out. She made it of her doll world. She was stuck in another body. She made it to doll world. She's like on her own journey, if you ask me.
Wow.
That's what I think. But you don't think Ginger's a final girl?
No.
You think she's just a villain?
Yes, she's an evil doll. What are you talking about, man?
Well, you know, it's like, look, there's like a gray area, right? It's like Mama. Okay, look, let's talk about Mama.
Okay, Mama's not a final girl. Jessica Chastain as a cool punk rocker is the final girl in that movie.
Yeah. Leave a message, whatever.
I don't fucking care.
Fucking rock and roll, man.
How wild that she's a good actor.
She's a great actor.
We're like, what is happening? And then like immediately she had another big movie and was like, oh no, she's really good.
It's just like Helen Mirren in Winchester. Horrible in that. We know Helen Mirren is good though.
Right, that's true.
Well, but okay, you can disagree with me, but Mama, of course, was tortured in her time.
Yes.
Had her child taken away from her and endured the horrors of the 1700s or whatever.
Right.
But you don't think that's a final girl because that's more of a tortured backstory than...
I think so. But okay. I see where you're coming from. Maybe Mama is a final girl.
I'm
going to
think about it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. So... we're going to kind of just have a real ass discussion.
Just a real fucking ass discussion, man.
We all know final girls or boys or people are a huge trope in the horror. The person you follow to the end.
Yes. Do you feel... so here we go.
Okay.
Is it more slasher world?
It is more slasher world because, you know, just by saying final, right, we're talking about the numbers dwindle. The
last
numbers dwindle.
Survivor.
And they're usually the most moral, the most, like, they show a lot of morality,
yes,
right? That's what gets them there, traditionally
yes
speaking. However, I'll say I like it when they don't always do that.
Of
I think
course
it's kind of interesting when it's like, oh, yeah, they're very flawed. Like, I guess Scream touches on that, but, you know, our Neve Campbell is still
our
quite...
our Neve.
She's quite virtuous. Not perfect, but she has virtue.
There she is. Sydney!
Hi. Some night, what happened? Are you all right?
She's not answering any questions, all right? Just leave us alone.
No, Tatum, it's okay. She's just doing her job, right, Kim?
Yes, that's right.
So, how's the book?
Well, it'll be out later this year.
Oh, I'll look for it.
I'll send you a copy.
Yes. She's just trying her best.
Which I think I prefer of them being like overly perfect. When they're
yes
like so perfect and they're like, I gotta save them even though they tried to kill me. I'm like, that's a bit much.
Right.
Sometimes they do that where they're
right
like, it's the right thing to do. And you're like, I don't know. You're taking me out of it, final.
Like, it's
final.
Fun to see Neve Campbell be like, fuck you. Like, she,
yes,
I'm going to get you dirt. I'm going to get you stew. I'm going to get you. You know, like, that is very
I'm
fun.
I'm feeling woozy here.
I'm feeling woozy. My mom and dad are going to be so mad, man.
Oh, I'm never going to make it to Scooby-Doo the movie, man.
Scooby-Doo the movie.
So, yeah, okay, I like virtue. I don't like it when they're too sweet. Like,
what's an example of a too sweet final girl?
Dare I say...
Uh-oh.
This is just the first one that came to my... I think I'm going to disagree with myself, but I'm immediately thinking of Chopping Mall.
Oh.
Where they're like, you know, they're sweet and they're dorky and they've been bullied. They've been kind of bullied by some of these assholes and they're still like going to help save them in the mall itself.
Okay, okay.
That, not saccharine sweet, but just a little bit like, I kind of wish they were like, fuck these people, let's get out of here.
I mean, and it kind of starts with them being like, I feel weird going to this party.
Yes.
I feel weird going to this party in the furniture store in the mall during after hours where everybody has sex around us.
That is such
right
a funny.
Right next to each other.
If you haven't seen Chopping Mall, drop it's, everything.
It's awesome. It's streaming, I feel,
and it's
anywhere. It's
like
so
73
good.
Minutes. It's perfect.
It's a perfect, perfect movie.
They broke into the mall for the wildest all-night party of their lives. But you're never alone in the Chopping Mall.
Okay, what do you think? What are your, some of your thoughts on final girls? What defines them? Final girls, people, boys?
You know, I mean, like, they go through a big change. You know?
Yeah,
like,
they go through a change. They have to go through a change.
They have to go through, like, where they are kind of the, like, I don't want to say weaker, but kind of the weaker.
They're underestimated.
They're underestimated by everybody in their life.
Yeah.
But then by the end, they're like, I fucking did it, dude. I fucking did it.
Yeah, they did it. They have to grow. They have to become braver, right? You don't often see someone who starts brave, you know, in the final girl trope. You see someone kind of grow and take control of their life, which, you know, is a metaphor we all can connect to. We all want to take more control of our life.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Why is final girl so much more prevalent than final boy? Like, you know, we talked about in like Freddy Part 2. They were like, let's tell a spooky movie with the guy.
Right.
Obviously, there's metaphors for queerness in it, but it was not as successful. No secret there. It's not as successful.
Right.
What is that?
I mean, is it that kind of feeling of like, this feels weird to say, but this is just
what I'm trying to say.
Of like, women are already, people are like, oh, I don't know, you woman. You know, like.
I think you're right. I think it is a part of misogyny.
And
you know
so
what I mean?
Then it is like, whoa. This babe did it. I also think it's babe stuff too, you know. I think that's
right.
A classic, like, but I think maybe where it is,
I mean,
like,
Freud would probably argue that the knife that the killer stabs the final girl
is
with
is
a wiener, and we are all assaulting women every day of our lives.
Whoa,
some might say, you know,
you're
I'm
big
sorry to
Freud
say
head, dude.
Freud head. But no, I think there is something there, and I think you're right. There is misogyny. I think there is toxic masculinity. I'm just trying to pick apart.
And maybe it's like, I think in a lot of cases, it's making fun of that by, you know, or I would like to think of like, okay, world, you think a lady can't handle this?
Yes.
Well, look who survived.
Yeah, that is a good point.
But
that
I don't know. I don't know. I'm no expert.
Well, is it like, I wonder if it's tied to princess narratives in general, right? Look.
Oh, Mo!
What if it's like tied to our Disney brains being like, we follow the story of this princess. Like, and for whatever reason, we don't follow the story of a prince.
Uh-uh.
Like,
they're all kind of duds except for the Beast, man.
We followed
Aladdin. But yeah, I think
that
must be kind of where it comes from, that storytelling of like,
uh-huh,
you know, this young woman trying to get to grandma's house, and then there's a wolf or whatever, and this young
princess. There's a few examples that break this. I'm looking online, and people are saying that, like, Devon Sawa in Final Destination is a final boy.
Right, yeah.
And even the Daniel Kaluuya character in Get Out is a final guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
And yeah, like you said, Freddy 2.
Freddy 2, unfortunately. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was going to say The Boy, but we all know The Boy has a final girl.
Yeah. Yeah, the boy is Mono.
I know. It was on this list, and I was like, nuh-uh. What are you talking about? So they're really...
Chucky,
I'm not seeing...
or like Child's Play, the first three are a final boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, kids, that's funny, because kids also
dude.
Get to be finals in a different way, which I think goes hand in hand with our, like, they're so helpless.
Exactly. Women and children first off the Titanic,
helpless.
Dude.
100%.
Okay, we're, I think we're really smart at this.
We're really smart at this. Betsy, you were saying before you've read a book about final girls.
Oh, yeah. It was just a fun book called The Final Girl Support Group by Grady Hendrix. Grady Hendrix writes all these fun horror that are just like fun, easy reads where you're just like, ooh, I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's uh-huh. happening. And it was fun because it references like in the world of the book, final girls do exist. Like there are real ones from like that he pulls a lot from like. Friday the 13th, and it's really a fun little read if you're into slashers and stuff like that. It's a good little read.
Sounds fucking fun.
Who's your ultimate
final?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Oh gosh.
Is it Nev?
It might be Nev, but I'll think about it. I mean, Laurie Strode is pretty iconic.
Dude, yeah. I like
mm-hmm.
the one lady in Friday the 13th, I think it's 7, where she has telekinetic powers.
Ooh.
And that's the one where Bernie, Terry Kaiser's in it.
Oh, yes.
Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. He plays a
so
funny
good.
Doctor. And
he's so fucking huge in it. Yeah, final girl. Wait, okay, well, I have another question, though.
What?
The Witch is... Right?
Yeah.
Our final girl becomes a witch.
Yes! Which you would do in that world.
Oh, absolutely.
The witches looked like they were having
but
so much more fun.
That fun, rare thing of like, she's a final girl, but she went to the dark side.
Right.
Arguably the light side.
Right.
I don't know.
So then, Mono, maybe Jessica Chastain and Mama are both final girls.
Maybe.
And the little kids.
Maybe.
Victoria.
You know who else I love as a final girl, I have to say, is Ready or Not.
Oh, I just watched
she's
that again.
She's great.
She's incredible.
I forget her name, but my God, she's good.
That movie is so awesome. And she's a great final girl.
Oh, so good. And, of course, the Florence Pugh character in Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Now, again,
she gives in.
Yes,
kinda,
she gives in.
Yeah.
Now, what does that say when a final girl joins the evil side? Is it like, is that a metaphor for like, can't beat them, join them? Or is it just like, the machine's gonna get ya? Toxic masculinity's gonna get ya?
Yeah, I feel in Midsommar, it's kind of more of like, fuck yeah, let's get out of this. Or, you know, or mm-hmm. yeah, like, get rid of that toxic masculinity. You found a place. I think with the Vavitch, it's like, this is such a better life than living with my nasty family in the middle of nowhere, being afraid of God. Like, fuck that shit.
Agree. Now, is Nev a better final girl than Jennifer Love Hewitt?
To
Questions?
Me, yes. Yeah.
To me, too. I don't know why. I just think she is. Although I love, what are you waiting for?
What
that
are
was
you
great.
Waiting for? I love the I Know What You Did Last Summer's, but I think Nev is just.
She's just so cool and calm and smart.
And she like goes through it. Like, and don't get me wrong, Jennifer Love Hewitt is messed up from what happened when she's in college, but also not messed up enough to be like, mm-hmm. yeah, let's go to the Bahamas.
Right, she's a little smarter than that. She's a little, like, or how do I put this? She's not as whimsical. And maybe I just connect with a less whimsical protagonist.
Right. I mean, Nev Campbell says stuff of like, is your brain broken? And that's fun.
Dragon, motherfucker. I mean, she's the queen of breath acting. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
She is so good.
No one's better at breath acting.
No. Mono.
What?
Jennifer Tilly in the Chucky movies. It's me, Jennifer Tilly, and I don't care what you think. I love Chucky now.
She loves Chucky, though. Is she a final girl? Is she a final girl?
I don't think she is. She just loves Chucky.
I should have asked you this a long time ago. Tiffany, will you be my bride?
Oh, Chucky. Yes. Yes.
No, she's just crazy and loves Chucky
oh,
and his
love
little
the Chucky series.
And Chucky's little chode dick. She loves it. She loves his chode. I feel like inevitably we're missing some.
What about
we're missing
okay,
some.
Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street?
Okay, very good. I mean, she goes so far that she like is involved in the filmmaking of her own movie
right,
that is
right.
her own story.
And at number
that's a long
three,
time.
She's a doctor like that's cool to be like, or is she a doctor? Or she tries to help. She's still very
yeah, she
much a part of the cause of like, I had mm-hmm. this fucking thing happen to me. I think mm-hmm. she's a great final girl.
Damn. Yeah, I think so. She's fantastic. She's fun. She's likable. You buy it. You buy it.
You
There's
buy
some
it.
Final girls, you just don't buy it. Now, we should say Wendy Torrance, I mean, The Shining.
Wow.
She's good. She's good.
She's
That's a final
good.
Girl.
She's a final girl.
She's a good final girl. And kind of atypical, right? You don't often see the final girl who's like, I don't know, a mom, frankly? Or, She's a real unique case.
She is.
I don't know. And we have to at least mention the movie. If you haven't seen it, the movie The Final Girls is
a
fantastic
awesome.
Movie.
It's a really fun movie. I remember going to see it having no clue.
Yeah.
I think I saw like one trailer and I was like, what? This looks awesome. I was like, this is just going to be a rad slasher.
So
and
many
it's
cool, great actors
so
in it.
So cool and different and awesome. Ugh.
Yeah, and they comment on a lot of these tropes in, I think, a very clever, cool, smart way.
Yes!
Yeah, it's well done. Betsy, do you feel like you're a final girl?
No, I would get killed early on. I would get killed, like, going to the bathroom or something.
Yeah,
you know, like,
me too.
One of those.
I'm the gay slut. Of course I'm dead.
You're probably the first to go.
Yeah, I'm the one who's like, anyone want poppers?
Yes.
And everyone's like, no, stop it. I'm like, okay, well, fellas, let me know if your girlfriend won't suck you off. And you're never like,
I'll
ew.
Do it. I would be, I would be the one who's like still up partying while everybody's gone to go
have
sex.
You're the party animal.
And then be like, what's going on? And then be like, oh no, that burrito was old. I gotta go fucking blow up the toilet. And then on the toilet, I get killed.
I think even the killer comes in while you're toileting and
goes,
you're like, whoa, killer costume, dude. Like, you're like,
you're really
like, I love it. Hoo boo.
Yeah, maybe like, I like hang out with the killer for a while and then they kill me.
That's actually very funny and scary just to have like that thing of like, you just assume it's your friend.
Just assume
it's
a friend.
Chilling on a couch drinking.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay, dude, you can let it go. Drop it to act.
Yeah. All right, man. But seriously, I got to talk to you about what's going on with my family. And then I get killed.
My mom called me and said, I'm no longer part of the family. She called me and said, she doesn't like me and I'm not part of the family.
Yeah,
well, I don't know what
man,
to do.
What's going on? What am I supposed to do with that, man? Oh, shit. And I was like, come on, fine. Think I'm a witch. I don't care.
Wow.
But,
damn.
Yeah, I think we would not be final.
Hell no.
Girls.
And frankly, we're not every man enough, and I'm fine with that.
I'm so fine with that. I don't need
you
to be
yeah.
that. Let me do my own thing. I also don't want to, like, imagine what you must deal with after surviving something like a Halloween night or a Scream years, 30 years of this for Nev Campbell, like for Sidney Prescott. Like, your whole life is this thing. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't need that. I don't need that.
And that is an acting challenge for them. The Nevs and the Laurie Strodes that have to have had that final face down now 8-9 times.
Yes.
It's like, that's, that is exhausting.
It's fun. I feel with Scream, it's fun because it's always somebody new.
Uh-huh.
And so there's that kind of mystery to it, too, where it is like, who's trying to kill me now? What's going on? And then Laurie Strode is like, God damn it, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Quit following me. I thought I killed you.
Yeah, 100%. It's very interesting. And that's very interesting that, like, is there hope or not? Movies like Cabin in the Woods is not about hope. It's about, like, nihilism and just being like, well, even if you're the final girl,
right,
the world's over.
Yeah, you can decide, like, do you want to sacrifice yourself or...
Yeah.
Mono, what would be your, like, Freddy Krueger kind of, I don't want to say funny death, but you know how sometimes Freddy Krueger has fun with those deaths? Like with a girl who is like addicted to drugs and he's a...
This is dark.
A bunch of his little mouths are on her.
This is dark. But if I'm the gay slut,
uh-huh,
I think it would be really funny to be like anally penetrated. And that, like, it's like, I think I'm sleeping with Freddy or someone like that. And I'm like, oh, fuck, you're so big. And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until...
Yes.
This monster cock rips me in half.
Rips you in half. And the whole
time... And I'm like,
time,
I can take it.
Yeah, the whole time you're loving it.
Yeah, I'm like...
You're loving it.
That would be sick and twisted. And it's very... That's a very horror movie to, like, I don't know, punish pleasure.
Right.
That's what I would do. How about you?
I'm trying to think. Maybe like it, like making me dance to We Found Love in a Hopeless Place over and over, and also like it gets faster and faster that my like legs fall off or something.
Oh, I love that. Like you app, like your bones start to grind to dust.
Yes. Yes. My feet get all like raw and bloody, and then the bones go, and then it's like I just start shrinking down, but
I can't stop
partying.
What if it's like a Saw situation where it's like every time you stop dancing, like a saw comes out or something like that, where it's like you have to keep dancing. Like either way.
Keep dancing.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Spooky. That's scary, Mono. Shit, man.
Where are they now?
Oh, no.
Hey, guys, it's us.
Hi. Oh, hi, it's us. We're a couple of mombies.
You remember us? I'm sure you remember us.
Brains.
You gotta remember us.
Time, when you're a momsy,
oh,
a mommy, mommy, zombie, time goes so wild.
So
you
fast.
Know
well,
what I'm saying?
It's crazy. Well, you know, now that the kids are out of the house and, you know, murdering at college and all over the place.
Don't bring it up.
It's okay.
I got empty nest syndrome.
We've been empty, but that's okay because we've been filling our house with lots of victims. We've been slowly but surely going around pretending to be uninfected and hoarding little idiots into our little circle. Yeah, so that's been nice.
It's true. We've been picking up a lot of them. We go to the airport and we just have a sign that says foreign exchange student. And a lot of people are like, that's me. And so we bring them to our house and then we eat their brains.
Eat their brains. It's very nice. And, you know, they trust us because ever since we stole that new Ford Windstar, I mean, we look like regular moms.
We look like such moms. We look like such moms in that Windstar. Everybody doesn't know that it's fueled by guts.
That's right. That's right. It's a blood. It's a blood engine. But it's regardless.
Yeah, it's a blood engine. Honestly, I think we might have come up with the future.
Oh my God! You want to talk about ethical? I mean, literally, cemeteries are filled with fuel.
Right.
Give it to us.
Right.
Give it to us.
Come on.
But we're still getting our steps in. In case you're worried, that we're driving everywhere.
Always getting our 10,000 steps in.
Which is easy for us because, you know, we go on blood-fueled sprints. I would say almost every night, okay?
You know, I will say, though, with this Apple Watch,
Oh, yeah?
Like I say, my Apple Watch does not count all the, like, climbing up bodies I do. You know, yeah, when we're trying to climb up a building with all of our zombie friends?
Yes, it just counts it. It doesn't count it the same. It counts it like as if you were like jumping rope, but that's not the same.
That's not the same. I remember before I was a zombie, I would go skiing and Apple Watch is just like, I don't know what, you did nothing today.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I'm tired, Apple Watch.
See, and I got to change because my son got me the Fitbit Aero. And I don't think it's as good as the Apple Watch.
You don't?
I don't think so. No,
you
I don't think so. It doesn't hold a charge. I have to charge it every single night, which that's ridiculous.
That's outrageous. That's outrageous. Come on. I hate it.
I hate my son. I'm going to kill him.
Ooh, can I get in on that?
Yeah.
Can
I'll
I
chop
say,
his head right
I
off.
I hate your son, too. He touched my butt one time.
I'm so sorry, Helen. He's what can I say? Ever since he was 7 years old, he's a little perverted son of a bitch.
He is a little perverted son of a bitch.
He's a pervert. He's disgusting. I mean, literally, ever since he was seven, I caught him licking the front page of the Sports Illustrated magazine.
Ew!
I don't know what to do.
Why did you keep buying it for him? Quit buying it for
well,
him.
It kept him from squitching everywhere. He was, you know, it kept him, giving him something to do. Squitching all over my sheets, ruining my sheets.
I hate when my son squitches everywhere. I remember when he turned 13, he was squitching like I walked out, I was like, what is this? We didn't get glazed donuts.
Just squitch in the toilet. Yeah, I know. Just shoot it right in there.
Squitch in their shirts.
I don't care if you squitch. Just do it right in the shower or the tub. Come on.
Do it somewhere where it can get washed down.
I know. Well, that's us.
The last time my husband squitched in me, I bit his neck.
Did he love it?
Yeah, he's a zombie now, so he's one of me now. He's one of us.
I love when we can still have these girl-to-girl talks.
Oh, I know. I mean,
no matter how old we get, we're still sexual creatures, okay, everybody?
Yeah. No matter how old and how zombie we are still sexual creatures.
Get over it.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, you
know
fucking
what?
Idiots.
Fuck you.
And fuck you.
Fuck you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Whoa, yeah.
Oh, my
woo!
God.
Yeah.
People are losing it. They're ripping their limbs off and throwing them at us in support.
Yeah, like that scene in Mother where they tear a baby apart.
Never saw it.
That movie sucked.
That movie sucked. All I hear is that it sucks.
Sucked.
I don't want to see it.
But people are losing their damn minds. They're so excited for the finals.
It's the finals. And it's brought every single person from Horror Kingdom together.
That's right.
Zombies, ghouls, goblins, teeth. Yep. Just teeth.
Just teeth. Just a bunch of teeth roaming around.
The alligator from Crawl.
Oh, yeah. The alligator from Alligator.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody who's anybody is here for
That's
the scary,
right.
horny, horror, ooh, Super Bowl. We don't know what it's called.
That's right.
We love it.
And we're going to decide who the number one scariest, scary horror character is.
Oh, my
Eva.
God. Eva. Oh, my God. Okay, Mono.
Okay.
So we're in the semifinals.
Uh-huh.
And we got Freddy Krueger versus Chucky.
Oh, God.
And Leprechaun versus Ghostface.
Oh,
so
God.
So let's get started with Freddy Krueger versus Chucky.
Oh,
Holy
Lord.
Shit.
This is terrible.
This is really tough.
Both funny.
Both really funny.
Both creative.
Very creative.
Oh, God.
Both people, both things I would hang out with and I think have a good time with, honestly.
They hate kids.
Hate kids. I'm with them. I don't need kids.
I will say your dermatologist bill is going to be sky high with these guys because they have skin problems.
Well, Chucky, you could just get a new one.
Oh, yeah. Chucky's yeah.
He'll
melt
away, but then you get a new doll.
Yeah. That's true.
He'll hop in there.
Yeah, like Chucky's head gashes have always, it's always been so, they move, which of course, because he gets new heads and stuff. But right. He's really taken quite a few axes to the head.
Oh, yeah. He's been burnt to a crisp.
Uh-huh.
He's Yeah. He's been through a lot of stuff.
He's been through a lot of stuff. Okay, wait,
He was a bad dude.
Oh, yeah. Bad man.
His spirit is a bad man. So that's kind of tough. But Freddy Krueger also.
Too.
Where it's like, oh, you're a piece of shit. Both of you are pieces of shit. You just now happen to be a silly doll.
That is funny that you couldn't, like, Freddy Krueger could not be a new character that was created today.
No.
Like, there's a detachment to the horrors he's committed in an interesting way that we were like, woo, it's funny, you know?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, once you get Roseanne into a Freddy Krueger movie, you know you're doing something
crazy.
Right.
It's been so long since we've had children in the house. So long. This time, I swear it'll be different. This time, I'll be careful and I'll hide you better so that he'll never find you.
The video game one is so crazy.
I love
crazy.
That one. And that's when Freddy really embraced it. When Freddy's the Wicked Witch of the West or whatever.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little soul, too.
He loves pop culture. Pop culture queen.
Freddy does love pop culture. I mean, Dream Warriors,
mm-hmm.
One of the coolest movies ever made.
Very, oh yeah, it's my favorite, Freddy.
It's the best.
And interesting, Chunky. I would say Freddy's movies are better on the whole. Do I believe that?
No.
I don't know why. I think Freddy's movies have more of a lasting impression with me. Like, Chucky's movies
That's true. I feel the visuals in Freddy Krueger are like in your face. Holy shit. Scary, cool, funny. Him when he just, in the first one, just stretches his arms really wide and is like grinding his claws.
Oh, that was so cool. And I mean, the weird drugs in part three, the drug arms.
The puppets, the drug arms with little mouths being like, feed me. The puppet bit in Dream Warriors 3.
The large wheelchair.
Is so good.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And Chucky's more of a like, okay, I gotta kind of make it look like a child did this or somebody else did this, so I'm gonna shove people out windows, I'm gonna slice them up.
Yeah, but okay, I'll say it. Chucky, I think Chucky is a little bit more of a overall good person. I think he's a better person than Freddy, weirdly.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Better person. Freddy Krueger, you know, still says some weird stuff every now and then. He'll say something weird to Kelly Rowland where you're like,
Yeah. Freddy versus Jason, there were a couple of like, hey, Freddy, we don't need to do that. Man.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Truly unnecessary. Because honestly, not even funny.
Yeah, I know. There's a funnier way to that. Anything is funnier.
Anything is way funnier. Chucky does, when he's loyal, he's loyal.
Yeah.
He does stuff when he cares about people. Just like with Tiffany and stuff. He will do anything to take care of Tiffany.
Yeah, we don't know what Freddy's like with people. Do you know what I mean? We
right.
don't know, like, he doesn't have anyone even in his world.
Right.
You know, he doesn't, like, talk to another ghoul or something. It's just him and you and him.
Right.
So relationship-wise, that might be tiring.
That's pretty tough because Chucky, we know he's got friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's got people that, like, follow. People are obsessed with Chucky. People love Chucky.
I would say, though, Chucky, I think you have to drive him everywhere.
That's true. Whereas Freddy, you'll be like, meet me in this dream.
Right. Oh, God.
Chucky or Freddy. This is too tough, man.
Okay.
Because I like them both. I like both. I love the Chucky TV show. The Freddy Krueger TV show is pretty weird.
True. Okay. I have an initial, and then we'll see again. We could have the tie broken. We could agree.
Okay. I think I got one. This is tough.
Oh, God, this is tough.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
One, two, three.
Freddy
Krueger. Okay.
Wow. Okay, wow.
It's just, in the end, who's scarier?
And I think just his movies are a little better for me.
His movies
just
are, a little. They're more impactful. I think you're right. There's a lot of really impactful moments in those movies.
Dang. Okay. So next, Leprechaun v. Ghostface.
Oh, shit. So this is.
This one.
How funny we have Freddy Krueger, Chucky, and Leprechaun all in. I mean, I love those. Like, give me a funny goofball, man.
Mm-hmm. Love a little goofball.
Okay. Leprechaun versus Ghostface.
Both. Very, very sarcastic. Very sarcastic. Very sarcastic. Very funny. Very silly.
I feel Ghostface would, like, give notes to Leprechaun.
Yeah.
You know, of like, this kill was good, but this one wouldn't, you know, like, or
right.
like the logic in your movies where it's like, hey, who cares? Who cares? It's one
right.
time
and it's like,
he's
is
doing kind of Wishmaster.
That the theory is if you made three wishes, the fourth wish was annulled, as demonstrated from the film's third and fourth installments. Be like, yeah. Oh my God, shut.
Oh, I don't care.
I don't care, you see, my friend. I want you to shut up and end.
Yeah, kill him, Leprechaun.
You stupid dork. I hate your guts. Now watch as I make you poop your butts.
Yeah, oh, Leprechaun is giving everybody diarrhea. It's so funny.
Okay, Ghostface.
Okay.
Smart.
Ghostface.
Smart.
Yes, calculated.
Probably good at paying the bills and stuff like that.
That's
probably good.
True.
Probably
that's
good
true.
At keeping the house together. I don't know.
I feel also it's a lot like Ghostface would be, if they're into you, they will be loyal and they will, but they'll do crazy shit for you, you know? I'm like, I did this for you. Yeah. I did this all for you. And whereas Leprechaun, I think, is going to be more of like, this is my thing. I'm doing my own thing. You can come with me if you want or not.
Mm-hmm. True. True. Maybe Leprechaun travels. Seems like Leprechaun travels quite a bit.
Leprechaun travels for sure.
Mm-hmm. Ghostface. Ghostface.
Ghostface, very serious.
No, you listen, you little bitch. You hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish. Understand?
Very serious. A little bit of an axe to grind.
Big old axe to grind.
Probably going to jail a lot, whereas we know Leprechaun can bail himself out.
Right.
He can get out anytime he wants.
Right. That's true.
You know, I would say Leprechaun's bloodthirstier. Definitely bloodthirstier.
Right.
You know, like Ghostface is like, I'll kill you. But Leprechaun's
like, I'll kill you to get to where I need. Whereas Leprechaun's like, hey, man, if you step on my shoe, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't step on my little shoe. I'll kill you.
Yeah. Leprechaun's fickle, which I weirdly like.
Yeah.
Fickle.
Fickle. Leprechaun's fickle, man. I don't know. This is tough because they're also different vibes. They're
very
such
different
vibes. Like,
I have one in my heart.
Okay.
But I'm only in no rush to answer, but I have one I'm thinking of that keeps just coming back to me.
Leprechaun. I mean, Leprechaun's kills. The fucking Vegas one.
So many good Vegas ones.
So many good. But, you know, just what? You know, we got.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? And her butt getting so big she explodes. That's so good.
Your boobs are big, your butt is small, but still you're in for quite a fall.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, didn't you hear? Bigger is good, but jumbo is dear. I'll give you boobs that come out to here.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? I mean, she gives
you're
her
beautiful.
Big old boobies.
Look at you.
Look at you.
You're a beautiful creature, whatever she
Dude,
says.
She's in Texas Chainsaw Massacre too.
Really?
She's like the lead.
Really?
And I was watching, I was like, oh my God, that's what are you doing, lady? Okay, I think I got it.
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Leprechaun.
Now that was quite a load to have to explode. What a lovely lass. I had to blow up your ass, but now I must hit the road.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
I think, Leprechaun just kind of took me with the his dedication to whimsy and madness.
And madness. He's having fun. He's having a blast.
Having a long time. I will say, dental bill, though. Ugh. The dental bill's going to be through the roof.
But he can,
hopefully you
care.
Get him on your insurance, and then it's okay.
He doesn't care, though.
Yeah.
You know?
But if he's like, oh, my tooth hurts, you're like, yeah, I know it hurts. You haven't brushed your teeth in 100 years.
Right.
As long as he doesn't complain about his teeth, then, ugh.
Then it's over. Yeah. Then give me Ghostface anytime.
Any day.
Okay, our final match. Holy shit, Mana. We got Freddy Krueger versus Leprechaun.
And someone's going to be mad. No matter what we pick, someone's going to be mad.
I'm sure people are furious this whole time. And hey,
that Mike Myers
isn't
here.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, everybody's furious Mike Myers isn't here.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger versus Leprechaun.
Okay,
both very, very funny.
Very funny. Cursed. Freddy Krueger's the son of 1,000 maniacs.
Yeah.
The bastard of 1,000 maniacs, I think they say.
With a nun.
Freddy. Leppy. Freddy.
Freddy. Leprechaun. Okay. Both funny.
Both. Evil. Wicked.
Both doing their own thing, which is like...
Yes, magical. Both, magical.
Magical.
Cursed.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I guess Leprechaun's a little more magical.
Yeah, I think so. Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess so, right?
Because Freddy needs dreams. You in your dreams and be magical in your dreams.
Except for in part two where he shows up to a pool party.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, that was...
Awful.
You broke the rules immediately.
That was awful. That pissed me off.
Okay.
Dream.
Krueger,
but dreams are scary because you must dream. We all have to sleep. We all have to sleep. We know that.
We
that's
all
what's
have
so great
to sleep.
About that.
That's right. I mean, okay, in a fight, who would win? Because Freddy Krueger would need Leprechaun to sleep, right? And Leprechaun's magical, so Leprechaun maybe never has to sleep.
Interesting. That's an interesting point. I don't know why I think Leprechaun does sleep, but I think you're right. His sleep is different. He could be like, I sleep for an hour every week or something.
Right, like elf rules of like, yeah I got a full 45 minutes. And you're like, whoa.
Right, that's an interesting point. Leprechaun has powers in any sphere.
Right. We're Freddy. You need to be asleep.
Uh-oh.
But then it's like, once again, Freddy Krueger's movies leave a bigger impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Leprechaun franchise, but like...
Yeah. Like, Freddy's movies are cooler.
Yeah.
Leprechaun's stupid, and we love that, but...
Yeah. And thank goodness for that, but...
Cooler, meaner... Like, what's the what's the we're looking for?
Right.
Freddy Krueger, Leprechaun. Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, I think I have mine.
Oh, God. Okay, I have mine. I have mine.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Freddy Krueger! Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Okay, we did it.
I almost went Leprechaun with the magic rules.
I was so close to Leprechaun. But then I was like, Freddy Krueger just like, since I was a kid, scared me more than Leprechaun. Like,
Yeah.
The whole history of it is like, oh, Freddy Krueger.
He's cooler. Leprechaun's really fun. But Freddy's... Honestly, there would be no Leprechaun without Freddy.
That is
I think that's a fact. I think
dude.
That is a scientific fact.
That is
an
absolute fact.
Freddy kind of started the genre.
Right. So Leprechaun, you better be fucking bowing down to Freddy.
Right. He really did start the Bugs Bunny of horror archetype. That's it.
Especially in that one, Freddy, is it Freddy's Dead? Like, doesn't he truly draw a hole in the wall? And
it's a big Looney Tunes moment.
It's great.
It's like a full allusion to Looney's.
Yes.
Sure.
Wow. Freddy
Krueger. Oh, wow. The audience is going nuts. Everyone's losing their minds.
Everybody's giving a standing ovation to Freddy Krueger. Yeah, Freddy.
Wow. how leprechaun is being a poor sport. Leprechaun, stop it.
Quit trying to pants people. Trying to pull their pants down. Leprechaun, come on. Don't do that.
Stop putting coins in people's buttholes. Stop this.
Quit doing that. I know, coin slot. We get it. Stop doing that. Stop dropping
good connection,
pins.
But stop it.
Come on, stop it. Wow.
Wow.
Freddy Krueger, our leader, our winner. Wow.
The horniest horror, scary, horny horror bowl character of this particular moment.
Of this particular podcast.
Wow. Now tell us, you know, got to go to Earwolf on Instagram and Twitter. Check out the bracket. Let us know if you agree or disagree and fill out your own bracket and send it our way.
Yes. Yes. 'Tis the season. Have fun.
Ooh, thanks. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
To Too Spooky to Handle.
We hope you didn't get too scared.
And we hope you didn't fill your pants up with poops.
Yeah. And if you did, it's okay. It happens to everybody.
It's fine. It truly happens to everyone.
We gotta get away with from this idea of adults not pooping their pants. That's dog shit. It happens. Don't worry.
It's fine. You're safe here. You're safe. Hey, fine. Look at us in the eye. Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look. Give us your hands.
Give us your hands.
Give us your hands.
Give us your lips. Give us your lips.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
You're safe here.
It's okay if you pooped your pants. Everybody does it.
Oh, everyone in the stadium's kissing each other. This is beautiful.
Yay, this is nice.
No better way to end. Well, bye, spookies.
Goodbye. Wow. Thanks for listening to Too Spooky to Handle.
Yeah, we're your hosts, Mono Agapian and Betsy Sodaro.
That's right. Too Spooky to Handle is an Earwolf production produced by Anita Flores and Cassie Jerkins. Our audio engineer is Sam Kiefer, and the theme song by Cassie Jerkins.
Ooh, and a spooky special thanks to John Gabris,
Oscar Montoya,
Lamar Woods,
Lauren Lapkus. They all contributed to our Where Are They Now segment, and we love them all.
Remember, follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians.